With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. No fatalities have been reported, but a lot of frayed nerves in various parts of Mid-America today. Friday night, a tornado destroyed scores of homes in suburban Omaha. Twisters have been sighted today in several states and in Texas. Very large hail in the northern part of the state, damaging homes and businesses. There is talk of a possible proposal for a ceasefire in the Middle East.
Egyptian official visited Israel. Their discussion focused on a limited exchange of hostages and the return of displaced Palestinians to their homes. Egypt intensifies efforts to negotiate a deal to end the months-long war and hold off a possible Israeli ground offensive in Rafah. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Also at SRNnews.com, the British Columbia government making changes to its drug decriminalization policy to stop drug use in public places.
Premier David Eby is asking the federal government to make illicit drug use illegal in all public places, including inside hospitals, on transit, and in parks. Eby said the government still believes addiction is a health issue, not a criminal laws issue. Possession of small amounts of opioids, cocaine, methamphetamine, and MDMA, also called ecstasy, was decriminalized in B.C. last January after the federal government issued an exemption to the province to try to stem the overdose death toll. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
Well, temporary farm workers are getting more legal protections against employer retaliation. A new rule from the federal government is focusing on unsafe working conditions, also illegal recruitment and other abuses. Rule goes into effect June 28th. This is SRN News. Well, another popular children's cartoon goes woke.
Bluey is a show about a family of dogs from Australia, Blue Heelers, actually, and it's become an international hit watched by millions of kids here in the U.S. In the latest episode, the producers have introduced the LGBT agenda by bringing in a character that has, quote, two moms. This is par for the course in children's programming these days, with the ultra-popular Peppa Pig show revealing gay polar bears a while back. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hindu nationalism, not just a threat to Christians in India. International Christian Concern says radical Hindus in Nepal are now launching violent attacks on the small community of believers in that country. In fact, there are reports Hindu nationalists in Nepal are behind the uptick in persecution of Christians throughout Nepal. This is SRN News. Paying to drive in the Big Apple, it's going to cost you.
Starting June 30th, most drivers will pay a $15 toll to enter Manhattan's Central Business District. Under the so-called congestion pricing plan, the fee will apply to most drivers who enter Manhattan south of 60th Street during daytime hours. Tolls will be higher for larger vehicles, lower for nighttime entries into the city, as well as for motorcycles. The program, approved by lawmakers in 2019, is supposed to raise $1 billion a year to fund public transportation for the city's 4 million daily riders.
A measure of inflation closely tracked by the Federal Reserve remained high in March, likely reinforcing the Fed's reluctance to cut interest rates anytime soon and underscoring a burden for President Biden's re-election bid. More details at srnnews.com.